I'm bubbling over with enthusiasm. I'm just bubbling over with enthusiasm. So excited. So happy. Just bubbling over with enthusiasm. Everything and everybody makes me just so happy, so delighted, and so enthusiastic, you know. It makes me feel like jumping up and down and dancing and singing, you know. And tra-la, 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 tra-la. But then I face reality and I see there's nothing to be bubbly about. There's nothing to be enthusiastic about. Nothing to be joyous about. And I say to myself, well, what a miserable way to go through life. How can you not be bubbling over with enthusiasm just because there's nothing to bubble over with enthusiasm? Now, do you need to have something to bubble over with enthusiasm, to bubble over with enthusiasm?
No.
I've met a lot of people who just are filled with enthusiasm. And I said, what are you so enthusiastic about? Oh, nothing. Just happy. Well, what are you happy about? Nothing. Just happy. Well, if you're going to be happy about something and you're happy about nothing, how can you be happy, you know? Well, I don't need to be happy. I just like me. Hey, that's a good thing to be happy about. Now, what do you do when you like yourself? What sort of things do you do? Oh, I go for a walk in the park. I clean up my house. I go to work. And I spread happiness all over my office. And, you know, everyone calls me Mr. Happiness. Like this. Mr. Happiness again, you know. Like, who needs it, you know. But everybody in our office is happy. Everybody in our office has every joy that they could ever have. And then when I take my lunch break, I go out and sit in the park, and I see some park workmen out there, and they're sitting in the park having their lunch. And I say, hi, guys, how's your day? And they say, what do you care? You know, I'm just a happy guy. I care. I always like people to be happy. Well, what do you got to be happy about? This is not a happy day. Hey, do you know who you guys are? Yeah, sure. Why? Well, just think. In all of the divinity, in all of God's heaven, oh, come on, you're an evangelist or something? No. But in all of God's heaven, you were lucky enough to be the park men, to work in the park, to work in such beautiful surroundings with all these lovely trees and the grass. I've got to mow the grass. Well, fortunately it grows, so you have the job, right? And you can mow the grass, and you can tend the flowers, and you can say hello to people as they come by, and be friendly, and be a park person who is a desirable park person, and everybody loves you and talks to you. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I hadn't thought of it that way. But think about it. Think about it. Do you know that little girl over there, she came here with her mother, and she's playing in the grass. Now, isn't she having a good time? That's what she's supposed to do. Yeah, she's having a good time because you mowed the grass, and you made it lovely for her. But she's going to get grass stains all over her skirt because I just mowed that lawn. That's all right. She'll never notice it. What do you mean she'll never notice? Well, she's blind. And she's here, and she feels all the grass that you cut, the fresh grass, and she puts it to her nose and smells it and asks her mom, what is this, you know? And then she puts her hand on the blades of grass that are cut. She says, how come this is so short here, mommy? And this is longer here, you know? And she's playing these games with her mommy because she can't see. And you made it wonderful for her to have this game. Now, are there any flowers in the park that you could go and pick? They're not supposed to pick park flowers. But is there any flower in the park that you would pick and give to that blind girl? She can't see it anyhow. Why should she have a flower? Because you love her and you love yourself. And you go over and you're bubbling over with enthusiasm. And so you, a park workman, go over and accidentally step on a flower. So it's dead. So you cut it off. Yeah. and it's the prettiest flower too. And you take it to this girl, and you say, Miss, I have something special for you. And the girl says, yeah, what's that? Who are you? Well, I work in the park here. And I accidentally stepped on a flower, and it is one of my most beautiful flowers. So I cut it, And I thought, the only person I'd like to give it to is to you, because it smells so good and looks so beautiful. Well, I can't see it. Well, see it with your fingers. Take your fingers and run them around the flowers, and take your fingers and look over the flower and see, oh, be careful, it's a rose. It has thorns on it, and they can prick. Oh, yeah, I see it. It pricked me already, she said. And she said, thank you. Thank you very much. And she's smelling the flower and playing with the flower and feeling the flower, and the workman walks away, and the other workmen say, ah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, yeah, see? And I'm standing there and I'm saying, you know, I bet you feel very good doing that, don't you? He says, yeah, I do. He says, I'm bubbling over with enthusiasm, all right. I'll have to see if I can do that for other people, and just watch for little blind girls. No, 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 not just little blind girls. Any little girl or boy, anyone who is sitting there. Maybe there's a man sitting on the bench who's got unhappiness in his heart for some reason. And you go over and you say, sir, I ran my mower too close to the flower bed and I clipped off these beautiful flowers. I don't know what to do with them. Would you please take them and enjoy them? Because I've got to get about my work. I can't take them myself, you know. And the man says, what? What? You're giving me flowers? Yeah, yeah, I cut them off my mower. It's not because I love you, so you know, I cut them off my mower, and so I thought maybe you'd like them. And so then you walk away, and the man looks at the flowers, and he holds them up, and he says to himself, pretty nice. Maybe if I take these home to my wife, she'll forgive me. and so... but again, bubbling over with enthusiasm, just doing the little things and the little everyday things that make life so wonderful and so exciting. But the thing is, you don't know. You don't know 1 minute to the next what sort of things you're going to be doing. You don't know 1 second to the next. You're putting Daniel's belt in the mail to him, and it went out today. And Daniel may get it tomorrow or the next day, and just when he gets it, he may want to wear the suit that it complements. It may just be the belt that he wants. Just, oh, I'm so glad Herb got it back when he did, because now I can wear that today, you know. Have you ever had something like that? You loan it to somebody, and it comes back just in time that you're going to use it, and you hadn't even thought of using it. You just, hey, that belt would fit me perfectly right now. And so you always follow through on whatever somebody else guides you to do, because you don't know all the ins and out. The park man didn't know the little girl was blind. And then when he realized she was blind, his heart went out to her, and he wanted to do something nice for her. And the park man didn't know that the man and his wife had a big battle to do, and that that was why he was sitting there looking so sad. And the flowers were the very thing that were going to mend his marriage. You see, we don't know these things. All we know is to be ourselves and have fun, to go out and spread cheer, spread our enthusiasm. I'm bubbling over with enthusiasm. Just go spread it everywhere and watch the magic take place as you spread your enthusiasm, because it can't help but affect you. Every time you do something enthusiastically and lovingly and generously of yourself without expecting anything in return, a whole truckload of anything in return is dumped on you, and you say, wow, why does this come to me? Why am I so lucky? Why am I having all these good things come to me? And you don't stop and think, well, that's the kind of person I am. I go around giving first, and so naturally it comes back to me. So, what a day. How sad. And yet, all you have to do is do one little act of kindness, and all of a sudden, your bubble's back. Yeah! Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And it's true. So have a good day, and think good thoughts, and know that I'm thinking them with you, because I love you, I love you,
I love you.